Well, thank you for the welcome. I mean, how lovely to see you all. And I've been talking to a couple of people this morning. We have things in common. There's a young lady sitting at the back that I know. She liked the young bit, yes. Lovely to be here. A little bit about me, as you know, I'm Salvation Army, and they send their blessings to you this morning. I do what I'm doing now all over the place. We go and help out churches, vicars who've got more than one church, and I do a lot of work on the south coast in Worthing. Anybody know where Worthing is? Do say yes. You'd be surprised the amount of people who don't know where it is. I always have to say it's 12 miles from Brighton, you know. Yes, I help out down there, and I'm 3 weeks today. I should be there doing a service, and we go for 4 or 5 days, and we have a lovely time. So I'm able to spread the Lord's message in lots of places, and it's what I absolutely love to do. It's lovely to be welcomed here. Often, of course, I've driven past, and I've just had a little query this morning. I came here, and I can't remember how many years ago it was. If anybody remembers seeing me, I came and did a talk midweek. It was pre-COVID. It was a long time ago. Does anybody remember that? No, but I did, and I can't remember when it was, whether it was a Wednesday or a Thursday or something. But anyway, so I have actually sort of been here before, but never been here to talk to you and preach. I don't like the word preach, to bring you God's word, and it's going to be lovely this morning. So let's all feel very comfortable in the Lord's house and with his blessings. We'll start with just a short prayer, and then we'll have a lovely sing together. But what I'll do before that, my theme for this morning, what did I do with it? Put it down somewhere. Oh, here it is. No, it's not. What have I done with it? Oh, here it is. That would have been a good start, wouldn't it? My theme this morning is Bind Us Together. And I will show you now. Can you all sort of see that? It's a pair of hands bound together. And that is real life. That is in Worthing Hospital 4 years ago. An elderly couple were put together in a room there. They've been married 67 years, and they both were promoted to glory, as we call it in the army. Both passed away within a week of one another, after all them years. Now, if that's not binding us together, I don't know what it is. And it spurred me on to one or two services I've done, and we're going to just think about that this morning. So let us just start with a short prayer, and then we'll have a jolly good sing. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much to be here in your beautiful home, in the home where the Lord Jesus Christ can talk to us. We know, Lord, that you are always there, and may we feel this morning that we are being binded together in your loving name. And we ask this in your loving Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Right, we're going to have a sing. Number 54, Bind Us Together, Lord. Fancy that. If you stand or sit, whatever you're comfortable with, don't worry about me. I don't do ceremony. All just, let's have a lovely time in the Lord's name. So thank you, Jesus.
Bind us together with love.
must compliment the musicians. How lovely. Fantastic. I've had a lovely chat with a cello, isn't it?
Cello, yes.
Oh, got that right. Yes. Lovely stories musicians can tell. It's fantastic. Right. We're going to spend quite a reasonable time in prayer now. And there is so much to think about in our world today. Unfortunately, the bad things, that is. And there are so many bad things at the moment. I've been out since 3 o'clock this morning helping somebody with a bereavement. And one could argue that's a bad thing, but in this case it was a very pleasant experience because it was a great release. But there is so much happening at the moment, and I think we are so blessed be sitting here in the Lord's house where we can pray, we can think, we can more or less be at peace with ourselves when there is so many people in the world who cannot. It just cannot. I had a lady said to me yesterday, she said, I wonder if the people in the Ukraine would love to swap their lives for ours. And I said, the answer to that is probably yes. But I said, you have to remember it's their country. And we're so blessed, aren't we? We are here in our British Isles in England where we don't have to really worry, and we are safe. We are safe here this morning. So let us spend some time. Let us think of others who cannot be here this morning for whatever reason. And it must be a great honour for us to be able to be here, and we can bind ourselves together with them in our thoughts and our prayers and send them the great greetings of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let us all just pray and be quiet for some little while. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for bringing us here today. We know that we are bound together with your love. And we know, Lord, that we are safe where there are so many people in your world that are not. We must think at all times, Lord, of those who just cannot worship how they want, be who they want, and know what they want. It is such a shame, Lord, that we in our own little way can do what we can with prayer, with perhaps help in some way. And it seems such a shame that we are not able to reach out to them that are in trouble. But let us just take a moment, in a quiet moment, where we will think of them, pray for them, and know that your love be with them. And we'll just spend a moment now of quiet, just thinking of all those people who have these terrible things going on. Lord, we thank you that we can have peaceful moments, whereas others can't. I personally, I just think of the people this morning who have had a bereavement in their family. May you be with them. And the lovely gentleman who's been promoted to your glory, may he be at peace with you, Lord. We think of anybody in this congregation who's not very well, maybe in hospital or at home or in a place of care. We think, Lord, of all those people who care for others in care homes, in hospitals. We think of all those people who work in hospitals under the great strain that they're under. And we ask, Lord, that they may be able to find peace at certain times with the great wonderful job they do. We think of our town in which we live, in Kettering. We ask, Lord, that the people who live here will find peace and understanding. For those who lead us, Lord, and make our rules by which we live, whether here in Kettering or in bigger cities in London. And we ask, Lord, that in that great role of leadership, that they may be at peace and understanding of others. We take this time this morning, Lord, to bind us together even more with your love. And let us remember, Lord, as we say nicely together that beautiful prayer that you have taught us, your loving Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Just take a moment to come round from that. When you think that we have to pray and hope through God's love that people will have their freedom to worship. Or as somebody was only talking to me the other day, here we go again, nothing's changed. And I found that very sad, very sad. Right. Your reading this morning is going to be one that you all know. You haven't got to look it up. Look on your phone or in your book, Bible, if you've got one, because it is Psalm 23. And I use the Psalms an awful lot because I'm a great lover of Psalms. Somebody asked me the other day, and I was very proud of this. They said to me, do you know how many Psalms there are? Does anybody here like to hazard a... Anybody know how many psalms there are? Who said 150? Oh, jolly good. Oh, yes. Yes, well, it's right. There are 150 of them. I looked it up again yesterday just to make sure I was right. But, yeah, there are 150, and they all got different messages, stories. Most wonderful storybook you'll ever read, the Bible, isn't it? I've read mine 6 times, back to front, more or less. Usually from front to back, but I have read it 6 times, and I'm on my 7th at the minute, and it never ceases to amaze me, the great joy and the love and the stories that you can read. Right, Psalm 23, and the reason I chose it is because, I'll just mention it as we go through it, because you remember our theme this morning, bind us together. The Lord is my shepherd. Well, now that says it all, doesn't it? He is our shepherd and he binds us together. What does a shepherd do in a field? He binds his sheep together. I have everything I need. It's true, isn't it, really? We all have everything we need. He lets me rest in green meadows. Well, lots of people who can't do that, isn't there? He leads me beside peaceful streams. What a blessing that is. He guides me along right paths, bringing honour to his name. Yeah. Even when I walk through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Well, that's true wherever we go, doesn't it? You can walk up and down the streets here, and you will be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll explain a little bit more about that in a little while. I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. My Jove, how right that is. The times you might read any passage from the Bible and we sing a hymn, a song, and we sing it because we love the tune and we know it so well, but do we really digest the words? Like we've just sang just now, bind us together. Read it when you get home. Just digest it. It really makes sense. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You welcome me as a guest, anointing my head with oil. By Jove. Prepares a table and makes, as my guest, make you feel safe. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Well, my goodness me. When I get promoted to glory in the year 500 and something or other, whenever it might be, it's all written down, I want that said. When they take me away, I want, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. And I should know, I should be saying to myself, well, I've been safe all my life, more or less, and now I'm still safe in the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, that Psalm 23, it's really binding us together, isn't it? And you can bind yourself together with God's love. Just read it. It's not a very long psalm, but my goodness me, has it great, great meanings. It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I use it wherever I go. I went, why do you always use such a popular one? I said, well, that's it. You said the word, popular. People understand and love to hear God's word. And if you just interpret it for a minute, like we've just done, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? A lot of sense. Right, these lovely musicians here this morning. I really wasn't expecting this. This is absolutely me. I mean, we're very blessed at our place with our brass band, as you probably know about. But I mean, I didn't know what to expect this morning, but my goodness me, I should be talking about this for weeks. This is fantastic. Right, now we're going to have another good sing. Number 59, Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Think about it as you sing it. Okay? Number 59. Thank you. Thank you. see, another one that we all know so well, and you love the tune, but them words, praising my Saviour all the day long. I sometimes walk up the street saying that to myself, and I'm sure people say, oh, you know, I wish they'd some, I did have one once, but if people would just stop and say, excuse me, what did you say? I'd love to share that, you know. I mean, imagine praising my Saviour all the day long. What a fantastic thing to be able to do. The sermon comes later. Now I'm going to do a little small talk. But I don't use the word sermon. I did that just got a chuckle out of you. I prefer the word talk. Usually if you mention the word sermon to somebody, they go to sleep. I remember years ago when I was a young man and I used to go to church in them days. I was in the Boys' Brigade. Do we all remember the Boys' Brigade? Oh, there's a clap over there. Yes. Yes, I was in the Boys' Brigade. And I'm very proud of this. It was in Worthing, because I used to live there as well, you see. And it was in Worthing Baptist Church in Christchurch Road. If anybody knows sort of Worthing at all, but it's still there, and I can even remember the minister's name. It was Mr. Yanish, the Reverend Yanish. But I was in the Boys' Brigade there. And I remember thinking, I'm a young man. Will I still want the Lord Jesus Christ when I'm older? I can remember saying that to myself. Because at the age of 14, I knew there was somebody looking after me. And it's lovely to hear, isn't it? Young people, a youth, a lovely little child over there. A little girl, have I got it right? Yes. There's two. Oh, yes. Oh, hello. Woohoo. Hello. Lovely. How splendid. Oh, I say. Super. Hang on, I mustn't get distracted by that. Yes, yes. And I'm thinking to myself, am I going to still love the Lord Jesus Christ when I'm years old? And I think there's one or two of us here are probably years old. I've already met a gentleman and we have a birthday in the same year. And we're very proud of that, aren't we? No, but we won't mention it again then, you see. Right. But now I was going to say, I wasn't going to say which gentleman, and now you've just admitted it. But we'll get by. And I can remember as a young man really wondering and wondering all the time about our Lord Jesus Christ. And I've had things happen to in my life that I'm not going to tell you about because you wouldn't like it. You wouldn't like it. You don't want to hear it. Terrible things have happened to me. And I always knew there was somebody looking after me. And ever since the age of 21, all I've ever wanted to do in life was be a vicar. I've had people say to me, whoa, really? I said, yes. And one or two, I think, no. And once somebody knows, I finished up being a butcher. Bit of a difference, isn't there? And I had to pack that up when I was 55 years old, hence why I'm sitting, the legs gave out on me, the osteoarthritis and all that. But anyway, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. But I knew that there was always somebody looking after me. Now, we all want people looking after us, don't we? And the joy you get from looking after somebody else. We do a lot of that in the army, as you probably understand. We do a lot of that, especially at the moment, unfortunately. And what could be better than a room full of young people that you think you could probably look after them spiritually, and this is a big one, you could probably look after them spiritually without boring them. Because we always remember when we were younger, there weren't the things, were there, for them to do. Now it's all electronics and all, oh dear. I don't do electronics. I'm very posh. I have a wife who is my PA. I'm very lucky there. She does all this thing in me bobs, and she's got the phone. I have a little phone, and it's got 3 numbers on it for emergency purposes only, and that's all I use it for. But there are so many other things, aren't there, to distract one. So what I'm asking you to do this morning, just in my little short talk here, is to let's all just bind us together and let's try and see if we could bind our thoughts with others who perhaps don't enjoy the warmth and the friendship of our Lord Jesus Christ. I know that there is a friend out there looking after me at all times. He's my friend. I sometimes call him my mate. And I often get people saying, "Your mate, what are you talking about?" I said, "Boy, he had 12 of them, you know. He did have 12 mates. One was a bit dodgy, but he had 12 mates. We've all got mates, friends, haven't we? It's just a pleasant way of saying, you're my mate. Sounds lovely, I think it does." So let us see if we cannot this morning go away from here saying, well, let's see if we can make a difference to some younger generations or another person, no matter who. And if anybody says, "Well, why are you doing that?" just say, "Colin said." That's fine. Enough small talk. Now, another one of my favourite hymns, number 449, "Love Divine, All Loves Excelling." And if you can't make that to yourself understand, love divine. And what other love is there that's more excelling than the love divine? So bellow forth and have a jolly good sing. Thank you, all musicians.
Oh,
lost in wonder, love and praise. You see, if you just remember the words, I think I'm having a sentimental journey this morning in words, because there's so many things to remember. One of the things I love when they're going around all over the place like I do is the preparation. My wife sometimes asks me, where do you dickens do you get your themes from? Well, this one, as we'll go into again, I shall show the picture, but I've got it from there. But somebody will say something to me and I'll go, I can use that. I did a talk the other week just on the word talk. And I went, yes, talk. We have, I'm a great lover of words with four letters in them. And every Friday we have a lunch club at the Salvation Army. And I'm told I'm in charge of chatting and entertainment. I think I know what they mean, but I just love doing it and we get on with it. And if I didn't use my word with four letters in it, it's called the word of the week and it always has four letters in it. This week on Friday, I did the word swap. I said, why the dickens did you use the word swap? I said, well, I can think of a lot of people who'd like to swap their lives for what we've got. And it just makes you think, doesn't it? They're what I call the elastic words with big meanings. Now, I understand from my dear friend over there, you don't have a collection and things, but you give your little gifts in other ways. So I think we could just take a moment and just think of that this morning. So shall we just bow our heads and think of that? Lord, we thank you for the great joy of giving and the great joy of receiving. And Lord, we know that the gifts that are brought in your name to this house will help those in this house glorify your name to others and make this place such a loving and thoughtful place as you know it is. And we ask, Lord, that you may guide their giving as others love to be receiving. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Right, now it is time for the word I won't use. We're going to have a proper talk now, but I don't go on for hours, I promise. I was told you'd finish it up past 11. We'll be finished before, don't worry, don't panic. Right, can you all sort of see that? It's a very, if you stop and really look at it for a moment, it's a very poignant thing, isn't it? When I first saw it, on Worthing Seafront, there is a beautiful shelter there that has been turned into an art gallery. And it's run by two ladies who are twins. And the gallery is called The Twins. And we've become very friendly with them. And I love them to bits. They're two lovely young ladies in their 30s. And their mum helps them there. And I went in one day and we were chatting away and they got this art gallery full of paintings and scenes, all of Worthing. And the most incredible artists. But all of a sudden I turned and there was quite a large picture. She'd done this picture by hand of this. And I used one of my favourite expressions. I went, ooh. Ooh. And Margaret, one of the twins, she said, you'll like this, Colin, the story. And she told me the two people passed away. And I stood there. My wife said to me, she said, you should have seen your face. She said, you were all somewhere else. You were completely gone, so to speak, if that's an expression. And I was, because if ever, and I decided there and then, this I'm going to use time and time again, bind us together. Because there isn't anything else that can bind us together. That is it, isn't it? After all those years of marriage, and they were still bound together. And I think, are we all bound together with our love of the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, I'm going to ask a big... I do so many talks and services, and I always ask a question, and everybody goes, oh dear, and I don't get any response. And you're going to be no different. I'm going to ask you, right? Who really feels bound together with the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, I say, I've got people who want to do it and join in. How marvellous. Fantastic. Yes. And have you been that way inclined? That's a posh term these days. Have you been that way inclined all your lives? No, exactly. I would expect a mixed reception from that. You've heard that I've been a Christian, I know, since the age of 14. I know it was the age of 14. I will actually share the story with you, because it is common knowledge now in our Salvation Army. A lot of people who know me know the story attached to my life. So I will share it with you out of courtesy, really, because I'm sort of bordering around it and not telling you. Well, when I was 14 years of age, I have a job with an X word. My parents, because I'm a twin, my parents locked me in the boot of the car, put the exhaust on and left me for dead. That happened to me. My twin was in on it with them, and they all went to prison and so forth. But anyway, we won't go into that. Well, the postman came an hour early that day and got me out. Why? I'm still here, aren't I? And I know there was, on that day, somebody was looking after me. And I love to just mention it now and talk about it just for a few moments, because I think it's a wonderful thing. Out of a great deal of cruelty and not feeling safe, there came a great blessing, and it bound me together. Since I became acquainted with this painting and the story attached to the Worthing couple, it's made me think even more about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you go through hardships, and I dare say we've all been through hardships of some sort or other, haven't we? We won't go into it, of course, and they're all very private, a lot of them. Excuse me. So, I've got to get a drink of this water back here. Excuse me a moment, there'll be a small interlude. Thank you, that was the commercial break. Yes, and when things happen to you, for whatever reason, always try and think of somebody else. Perhaps there's somebody a bit worse off than you. Try not to think of, oh, well, they've got everything, because I can assure you that they haven't. Because they haven't got the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, they have not got everything. I was talking to a gentleman in Worthing. This name Worthing always pops up, but a lot of things seem to happen to me when I go down there. And I was talking to a gentleman about, it was last June time, and he said, "Oh, Colin," he said, "could you come round to my house and see us just for a cup of tea one afternoon?" I said, yes, we were there for about a fortnight on that occasion. So I went round, and when I got there, I suddenly realised when he said what he wanted me to come for. And he said, and he used this word, I loved this word, do we all remember what an attaché case was? You just call them briefcases now, don't we? He got an attaché case on his kitchen table, about this sort of big it was, and I said, my goodness, and I said, you call it an attaché? He said, well, that's what it is. I said, yes, that's quite right, I just agreed. He said, I want to show you what's inside it. I said, okay, and my wife was sitting there, and I thought, now then, He opened it up. Can anybody guess what might have been in it? Money. Have any of you ever seen £1 million in one dollop? Well, I saw £2 million in one dollop. He got £2 million in his briefcase. I said briefcase, it's easy to say than a attaché case. £2 million. It was quite interesting. I mean, I know. Can you imagine what it must look like? It didn't look like £2 million, if you know what it's supposed to look like. It was all in large notes or something. I said, what are you doing with that in your house? He said, well, I'm taking it back to the bank tomorrow. He said, I drew it out because I wanted to see how much it looked like. I said, well, fair enough. Okay, right, that's fine. And then he said, now I've got everything. And my wife looked at me and I think she knew what I've got. I said, no, you haven't. I said, when was the last time you gave thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ? And he said, I don't bother with that. I said, okay, fine. I said, have you ever wished for anything? Have you really felt alone? He said, yes, all the time. And he just turned around to me and he said, I'm going to think of what you said. I said, okay, and we had cups of tea and we parted company and this, that and the other. I spoke to him on the telephone just before Christmas and he said, I'm going to go to church at Christmas, he said, because I feel I ought to go, because he said, I haven't got everything. Isn't that lovely? And I went, oh, right, okay. And it just made me realise that we must all bind ourselves together. And what could be better than binding yourself together with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ? I think you'll all agree, will you? Do you think? Yes, it's a very good idea, isn't it? Is there anybody here? I'm going to ask the question quite bluntly, really. Has anybody here themselves or know of anybody that's had a bereavement just recently? Have you found that it will bind you together with your own thoughts? When I was just out this morning helping somebody, and it really binded my thoughts together with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm thinking of this lovely person who passed. They have got great joy now, that person, because they're with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we must all strive and just do our best to promote, big word that, isn't it, promote. I use a small p, it doesn't sound so big. To promote the love of the Lord Jesus Christ to other people. I just love sitting here listening to the beautiful children over there playing. Isn't that lovely? We're binding our thoughts all together as a community, as a group, with all age groups. We're all here for one reason, to love the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to finish in a minute, and everywhere I go, they all know what my last hymn will be, because I go back to some places lots of times, and it's always How Great Thou Art. I mean, that, you know, O Lord my God, when I an awesome wonder is supposed to be the proper sound for it, but I always say How Great Thou Art, because everybody knows what you're talking about, don't they? And if you think about it, what I've just said about binding us together, if you think about the words we spoke, try and digest the words of what you're singing or what you're reading. But when you think of how great thou art, it just says it about everything we spoke about this morning. How great thou art. My mate is up there looking down on us and he is saying, how great you all are. He will be thinking that, I promise you. People say to me when I say that, I say, well, how do you know? I said, I know. I just know. Can't describe it. I know. And I would imagine our musicians love to play this, yes? Yes, probably. It's what I call... Sorry, just a minute. Right, anyway, yes, lovely, thank you for that. So if you can remember while we sing this beautiful closing hymn, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder, but how great thou art. Because the minute you step outside, I love to sit on Worthing Seafront, we always make sure we've got time to spend, and I just look at the sea and the tide coming in and out. What a marvellous thing creation is. And I just sit there saying, how great thou art. So really think when you're singing this. Express yourself. Jump up and down if you like. Nobody minds. Doesn't matter. I have a lovely saying I always use. Doesn't matter. Right, thank... Oh, yes, I better tell you... you've got it on a screen up there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yes, you're all looking up there. But anyway, never mind. Number 506. Thank you.
Thank you.
great thou art. Just says it all, doesn't it? As we go forward this day, let us all bind together with the love of each other and our Lord Jesus Christ, and always remember how great thou art.